Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant development has taken place in the realm of international relations, as India has categorically rejected the Court of Arbitration's award on maximum pondage under the Indus Waters Treaty, calling the court illegally constituted and its decisions null and void. This is not just a minor skirmish between India and Pakistan, but a major front in the ongoing legal diplomatic conflict over the Indus Waters framework. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the history of the Indus Waters Treaty, which was signed on 19 September 1960 between India and Pakistan, mediated and funded by the World Bank. The treaty allocates the waters of the Indus River and its tributaries between the two countries, with India allowed to build runoff river hydropower projects on the western rivers, but with strict design constraints on pondage, drawdown, and gated spillways. What makes this significant is that the treaty prescribes maximum pondage limits, which refer to the volume of water that can be temporarily stored in a reservoir of a runoff river hydropower project on the western rivers. India's hydropower projects on the Chenab and Jhelum, such as the Ratle and Kishanganga projects, are runoff river, with small forebays or ponds, and the treaty limits the amount of water that can be held in these forebays at any given time. Pakistan argues that India's projects exceed the allowable pondage, giving India the ability to temporarily withhold water downstream, affecting Pakistan's agricultural calendar. 15 May 2026 award ruled on the technical specifications of maximum pondage, specifically in the context of the Ratle hydroelectric project, which is an 850 megawatt project located on the Chenab River in Jammu and Kashmir. But India has rejected this award, citing that the Court of Arbitration is illegally constituted, a position it has held since 2016. India has boycotted all Court of Arbitration proceedings since 2016 and considers its awards non-binding and null and void. Now, let us turn to the historical context. India's decision to hold the Indus Waters Treaty in abeyance, imposed following the Pahalgam terror attack of 22 April 2025, remains fully operative, according to MIA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal. This decision is unprecedented in the treaty's 65-year history and changes the legal diplomatic landscape. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? The answer lies in the fact that India has not formally terminated or withdrawn from the treaty, but has instead suspended meetings of the Permanent Indus Commission and refused to engage bilaterally on water issues until Pakistan ends cross-border terrorism. It is worth pausing here to note that this decision has significant legal implications, with international law experts arguing that India may be violating the treaty. However, India counters that Pakistan's terrorism constitutes a material breach, triggering suspension under the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties, specifically Article 60. This article allows for the suspension of a treaty in case of material breach by one party, which India cites as the implicit legal basis for its decision. Now, let us look at the neutral expert process, which is ongoing separately from the Court of Arbitration. The World Bank appointed Michel Lino as neutral expert in 2022 to adjudicate the same technical disputes, and India is participating in this process. The final neutral expert award is expected by the end of 2026, and India's position is that the neutral expert has exclusive jurisdiction over these technical matters, while the Court of Arbitration has no competence. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. India's abeyance decision has significant strategic implications, as it signals a fundamental shift in how India uses treaty commitments as instruments of foreign policy. But what does this mean for India's relations with Pakistan? The answer lies in the fact that India is using this decision to pressure Pakistan to end cross-border terrorism and to renegotiate the terms of the treaty. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indus Waters Treaty was signed on 19 September 1960 between India and Pakistan, mediated by the World Bank. The treaty allocates the waters of the Indus River and its tributaries between the two countries, with India allowed to build runoff river hydropower projects on the western rivers. The eastern rivers, including the Ravi, Bees, and Sutlej, are allocated exclusively to India, while the western rivers, including the Indus, Jhelum, and Chenab, are allocated exclusively to Pakistan, with India having limited runoff river hydro rights. The dispute resolution sequence under the treaty is as follows: the Permanent Indus Commission, followed by the Neutral Expert, and finally the Court of Arbitration. India's abeyance decision was made on 23 April 2025, following the Pahalgam terror attack, and the reason cited was Pakistan's continued support for cross-border terrorism. The effect of this decision is that India has suspended meetings of the Permanent Indus Commission and refused to engage bilaterally on water issues. The Court of Arbitration, which India considers illegally constituted, has been boycotted by India since 2016, and all its awards are considered null and void. The Maximum Poundage Award, which was made on 15 May 2026, relates to the temporary water storage permitted in the forebay or pond of runoff river hydro projects on the western rivers, specifically the Ratleh Hydroelectric Project. The Neutral Expert process, which is ongoing, is expected to deliver its final award by the end of 2026. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, and GS Paper 3, Environment Water Security. The Indus Waters Treaty, the Dispute Resolution Mechanism, and the Court of Arbitration are all important concepts that you need to understand. The Neutral Expert process and the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties are also crucial, as they relate to international arbitration and treaty law. A possible mains question could be, India's decision to hold the Indus Waters Treaty in abeyance following the Pahalgam terror attack represents a fundamental shift in how India uses treaty commitments as instruments of foreign policy. Critically examine its legal basis and strategic implications. This question requires you to analyze the legal basis of India's decision, as well as its strategic implications, and to evaluate the potential consequences of this decision. In conclusion, the Indus Waters Treaty and the Court of Arbitration's award on maximum poundage are significant developments in the realm of international relations, with important implications for India's strategic position and its relations with Pakistan. The treaty's dispute resolution mechanism, including the neutral expert process and the Court of Arbitration, is complex and multifaceted and requires a deep understanding of international law and diplomacy. As you prepare for the UPSC exam, remember to focus on the key concepts and facts, and to analyze the strategic implications of India's decisions in the context of the Indus Waters Treaty.